Good morning. My name is Claire, and I'm going to be reading the scripture this morning, which is a different version of the Bible than what's in the pews, but it will be up there. Exodus 3, 1 through 15, Moses and the burning bush. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. And then when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the land of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your father has sent me to you. And they say, What is his name? Then what should I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say to the Israelites, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. And this is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. This is the word of God.
Oh, yes. I'm coming. Wait a minute. Here I come. Shalom! Nice place you have here. Oh, the ancient scriptures, the Bible, as you people call it. You know, I wrote some of this. God told me, and he helped me write down many amazing things that happened many years ago that he did through ordinary people like me. It's true stories. Let me introduce myself. My name is Moses. You figured that out, I know. Well, some nice lady asked me to come here and share with you about some of those incredible things that happened many, many years ago. Where should I begin? I know, I'll ask the children. Children? Where are the children? You're all over the place here. You guys come forward. Come sit in front row, second row. These nice people, they won't hurt you. Come. So tell me, children, what have you been learning at Olivet Kids these last few weeks? What did you learn last week? Tell me, who did you learn about last week? You can sit in second row, too. It's okay. Squeeze in. Be nice. Tell me, what did you learn? Who did you learn about last week in the big God story? Do I have to tell you? Because I know these things. Okay. You learned about Joseph, remember? And what happened with Joseph? What happened? Tell me a few words. He got what? Yes, that was a week before. Joseph's brothers sold him to slave masters, and they took him to Egypt. Yes, but last week, after he was in Egypt, remember that he brought his family to Egypt so they wouldn't die from the famine. Remember this? And what did you learn about God through that story? Yeah, two words though. God saves. God saves. Yes. Every story in the big God story, you learn about people, but you learn about God. God saves. And the week before, when I tell you about his brothers selling to slave drivers, and then he ended up being second in charge over all of Egypt. What did we learn about God through that one? God redeems. God redeems. God can take something bad and turn it into something good. You remember this? Okay, I'm going to ask you many more things too. So you warm up brains here, okay? Okay, so the week before we learned about Joseph's father, Jacob. Mm-hmm. And he had hairy brother, remember? Not hairy. But he had Esau as brother. Remember, they were lying, even mother involved, and tricking. And one became lord over other, and then he ran away in desert. We learned things about God there too. Oh, do you remember? God is Lord. This is what we learned. And God is faithful, even when they mess up and do bad things. Let's go back another generation to their father. What was his name? Isaac, thank you. You know these things. Thank you. Although I think you guys never had this lesson, so I'm going to ask adults. Yeah. What did Isaac's father do? Remember he took him up mountain? Almost sacrifice. Yeah. He got the ram instead. He sacrificed ram. And I tell you, where did that ram come from? God provided. Thank you. Good. Let's go back one more generation to their father, his father, Isaac's father, Abraham. Thank you. Special promise God make to Abraham. Remember? Yes, he promised him, and you remember special word? With a C? Covenant, yes. God is covenant keeper. He makes special promise to Abraham that his descendants would be greater than the stars in the skies. And then I heard in scripture, this Bible read this morning, he also said that he would take them into a land flowing with milk and honey. We never learned that part. Sounds kind of slippery to me. But what do you think that means, land flowing with milk and honey? Good food, everything you need. Yes, this God is good. So we learn through Abraham, God is covenant keeper. We learned through his son Isaac, God provides. Thank you. We learned through his son Jacob, God is Lord, God is faithful. We learned through his son Joseph that God redeems and God saves. God is good. Big story, tell us this. Big God story. Always, every story, tell us something about God. Not just about these people. They're not heroes, by the way. You'll find out when you read the Bible. They do bad things. Anyways, I shall carry on with Joseph in Egypt. His family come to Egypt. They not starve because they have plenty of food to eat after famine, during famine and afterwards. And you know, that family, they settle down in Egypt. And they have babies. Their babies grow up, get married, have more babies. Their babies grow up, get married. And that those people, the Israelites, they grow to big nation, you know. But Pharaoh, king of Egypt, he didn't like this. Did you know that? He didn't like this, and he did something really bad. Do you know what that was?
He took all the...
Oh, wait, before that, first, what did he do? He made those people into slaves, yes. He turned Israelites into slaves. Did that stop them from having babies?
No,
they kept having babies to grow up and have more babies. Then he did that really nasty thing you start to say. But what's that?
Pharaoh took all the baby boys and he threw
them
into the river.
Yeah, that's where I come in. I was one of those baby boys. Obviously, he never threw me into river. I make it safe. Because my mother, she made a little basket out of reeds. She put me in the basket. She put me in the river and hide me, tuck me away somewhere. And guess who found me? Would you believe it? Pharaoh's daughter found me. Can you believe it? I think God had something to do with this. So she found me. She knew who I was. She knew I was Israelite baby. But she felt sorry for me. The Bible says that. And she took me into her home and she adopted me. And I grew up in Pharaoh's palace. Egyptian prince. Imagine that. Well, I didn't know I was Israelite slave. But later I find out I was Israelite slave baby. Grown up as Egyptian prince. And I saw the way the Egyptian slave masters were treating my first family. Not very nice. They were beating them. Slaves. Made me so sad. Made me so angry. Then I did a bad thing. You know what I did? Well, first, when I thought nobody was looking, I killed one of those slave masters. It's a bad thing. I'm sorry about that. But it got found out, and even Pharaoh wanted to kill me. So, what did I do?
You ran away.
I ran away. What else could I do? So I ran away. I ran into the desert. Didn't know what to do. Scared. Angry still. Lost. I went to a well. I just sat there. Some ladies came by. Some women. Sisters, actually. They're watering their sheep, and I helped them. They invite me back to their family living in Midian. I meet their father. He's nice. I become Midianite shepherd. I even married one of those women. We had babies. They grow up. It was all right. Good life. But oi, 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 talk about identity crisis. Who the heck am I? Am I Israelite slave? Am I Egyptian prince? And my Midianite shepherd? I have no idea who I am. But God knew all along who I was. I was His. I belonged to Him. And He had big plans to use me. But I didn't know that. Meanwhile, I shepherd in Midian. Meanwhile, my first family, Israelite slaves, still back in Egypt, still suffering under hand of oppression, Egyptian slaves make me sad. And they cried out to their God. They cried out to Him. And He heard their cries. And He was going to come down and save them. But not yet. First, He had to remind them who He was. He had to remind them that He loved them, that He was great. His power, He had to demonstrate His power. His love, His mercy, His glory, His kavod. Yeah. So, meanwhile, they in Egypt, I in Midian, minding my own business, minding my sheep. One day, I'm out with my little sheep. All of a sudden, I saw something very strange. I saw a bush burning and burning, but it didn't burn up. Very strange. So I went a little closer to get a better look. Then I heard something. I heard a voice calling out from the bush, calling my name. Moses, Moses. Holy cow, I was freaking out. What would you do? Oh, lady. I tell you. Then Nebush continued to say, take off your sandals. It's like, really? For the place you are standing is holy ground. So I took off my sandals really fast. That was God. The voice continued to say, oh, just a minute. I meant to get something here. I wrote this down, remember? Get it over here. Sometimes I forget what I write down. So good thing. Hang on. I think over here. Exodus. That's very going. Oh, spectacles. Amazing. Okay. I got this. Okay. God in the bush. First he say, I am the God of your father. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And he said, right here, he has heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. God looked upon the people and was concerned about them. That's the thing. God cares. Then, I read you more part here. God said from the bush, he said, I have seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, that one flowing with milk and honey, but the land that belonged to someone else, actually. And now their cry has reached me. I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. Now go. I am sending you to bring my people out of Egypt. Me? He's got the wrong guy, I tell you. I'm not the right guy to go. I was afraid. And then I say, well, if I do go to these people and they ask me, I say, your God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has sent me. And they say, what is his name? What shall I tell them? And God in the bush tells me, tell them that I am who I am has sent you. Tell them, I am. That doesn't mean much to you, does it? I think a translation between Hebrew and English lost something there. So, let me tell you what I am means, if I can do this. Let me think. Okay. A long time ago, in Bible times, and I think even in these times too, people invented gods that weren't real. They weren't real. But this God in burning bush, this I am God, he is the one and only true God. He is the God that created the universe and everything in it. He is actually uncreated creator. Think about that. That bends my mind, I tell you sometimes. So, this God, he is over everything. He is in everything. And he holds everything together. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And this God, he's here, by the way, right now. And you know what? This God wants to be closer to you. And he loves you. He knows everything about you. The good stuff and the not so good stuff. But he loves you anyway. Imagine that. Anyways, so this God, I am God, he tells me to go, not convinced. He says, what is that in your hand? Then he tells me to throw on ground. It turned into a snake. Then he asked me to grab it by tail, and I did. And it becomes staff again. Miracle right before my eyes. You think I'm convinced to go? No. No way. that was not good enough. I tell you, so I come up with all sorts of excuses. I'm slow of speech. I can't talk. And he was patient with me. He's a nice God. He said, okay, fine. Well, he didn't actually say, okay, fine. But he said, I will send your brother. I had a brother back in Egypt, you know, Aaron. He said, I will send Aaron with you, and he will do the talking. Okay, so fine. I finally give in. I take my wife, my children. I go to Egypt. I meet Aaron on the way. We go to Israeli leaders. We tell them. We say, your God, the God of your father Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, has seen your misery and he has heard your cries and he is concerned about you. And they bowed down and they worshiped this God. Yeah. Oh. Then all sorts of crazy things happened. I tell you, I don't have time to tell you actually today. You will have to read about that yourself in the book. Everything's in there, I told you. Many more things too. You read this book, you find out more about who God is, then you find more about who you are and whose you are. Then you not have crazy identity crisis like I had. That's right. This God, this King of universe, he's your papa. What does that make you? Royalty. You are all princes and princesses. It's true. Of King of Universe. So, my point is this God loves you more than you can imagine. First, he is I am God, and he loves you. So you cry out to this God. You worship him. And he will come and release you from whatever bondage you are in. I tell you that. Okay, so I think that's enough for today. I would actually like to sing with you guys. Will you come up and sing with me? Let us sing some more about this God who will never let us go. We belong to this God. You know? Our hope is in this Lord. And you guys, stand up. We're all going to sing and worship this God together. Yours up here, you do good job. Okay. I'm going to sing my hope. Okay. So, you remember that God is the great I am and that he loves you. And you cry out to him, and he will hear your prayers. Now I want to bless you, okay? I'm going to bless you the same way God told me to bless Israelite priest guys back then. So hold hands out, you receive, okay? Thank you. So the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord turn his face towards you and be gracious to you. The Lord shine his face upon you and give you peace. May you know his great love for you. May you cry out to him. And may you experience release from any bondage and love him. Go in peace. Shalom again.